usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, with us this afternoon is our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who got his Ph.D. at the University of North Carolina, who actually taught in university level and worked in the Department of Education under the Reagan administration, testified before Congress. But certainly he is, to me, the finest researcher we have today in the conservative field. And we carry several of his books, and we're hoping to get his secret records revealed back in print. And as soon as we have all the details, I'll be asking you probably to buy a case of his books, as we do with my books, and that's how we got them in print. But his book, Secret Records Revealed, is so vitally important. But right now we do carry his book, Cover Up. We carry The Road to Socialism. We carry The Timeline to the New World Order. We carry Mental Health Testing, both the book and then the syllabus. Actually, it's the first four articles in this series. And they're both available. All of these are available from my ministry. But we'll tell you later on how to get them. Right now we're going to be talking about a recent article that appears on newswithviews.com. Edited and titled, Javier Solana and the End Times. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I understand that this article got quite a few responses. I know I talked to Constance Cumby, who certainly is probably the world's leading expert on Javier Solana, and she said that as soon as your article hit the net, why, she was getting all sorts of calls from all across America about what you had written, and, of course, referring to what she had written. So you picked the story up.
Well, I'm trusting that they were all complimentary to Constance.
I think that they were.
Yeah, well, oh, good. Constance Cumby, an attorney in the Detroit area, is an expert. She's been following Javier Solana for at least 10 years or so, and she's gotten a lot of good information. I think she even has a slideshow or a DVD, and she regularly keeps up with what he's up to, because he's not only an interesting fellow, but one of the strongest and most powerful men in the entire world, although most Americans are barely aware of them, if at all, and that's probably not accidental either. Usually these either power elite members, in this case, he is powerful, but in my opinion, he's more like Bill Clinton or George Bush. He's sort of the front man for the real powers that be. And to a certain extent, I got into that in a previous article, which we discussed with your listeners, that I wrote on newswithviews.com regarding the dialectic. There was a part one and part two, and part two had to do with Spain, and I explained some of his background and how this relatively obscure person got to be as powerful as he is. And people who are relatively obscure and then get to be very powerful are probably not members of the, quote, power elite, as I call them, meaning the real powers behind the throne or the title or whatever, but they're usually sort of front men. You have your Colonel Houses as a front man back under Woodrow Wilson's time. You have John J. McCloy as a front man. Now, they have power. Yes, they have tremendous influence. But it's only in terms of the people who are in leadership positions around the world recognize that they are the spokesmen or the front men for these outfits. It's sort of like the Council on Foreign Relations itself. Both Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown University, as well as Arthur Schlesinger, who also wrote a book at about the same time, said the same thing. We can pick up after the break.
All right, fine. Then certainly we have these organizations, you know, that really, of course, so many of the very powerful people who rule the world belong. It's not the organization, it's the people who lead those organizations. And in my estimation, the dark spiritual forces that energize them that are moving the world towards destruction. We'll be right back.
September 11th, 2001. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The Director's Cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, The Director's Cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, The Director's Cut.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're talking about his latest article, and you can get it up on the Internet at newswithviews.com, and that's newswithviews.com. It's entitled, Javier Solana and the End Times. So, Dr. Cuddy, please pick up the story.
Well, I'll pick it up where I left off, but just as a quick aside, you began the program by talking about my book, Secret Records Revealed, which you said you may be discussing with your listeners. Let me emphasize in that if your listeners already have that book, this will be a little an update. It'll have an epilogue at the back, so it'll be brought up to date. Plus, a lot of people have said this is a really great book, but there's so much information packed in it that you really need an index. So this will have not one of these little 5 or 6 page indexes, but a 22 page index. So anything you want to find in that book, it'll be readily accessible to you. Now, some people will also say, yeah, but I already have it. Well, the thing is, this book with the index and the update would be worth your getting, and you can always, if you have a copy already that doesn't have that, you can always pass that to a friend or to your local library. So I would recommend getting this one when it does come out. Now, picking up where I left off, Javier Solana, I don't want to downplay him because he is powerful, but his power rests in the fact that leaders around the world, when he comes calling on them, recognize that he is a spokesman or a front man for the real powers that be, or power elite, or powers behind the throne, whatever you want to call them, just like Colonel House was during Woodrow Wilson's day, and then John J. McCloy in the middle 20th century, and later on, of course, Brzezinski and Kissinger and that type. And it also applies to groups. For example, you'll hear often about the Council on Foreign Relations. The CFR is not the power elite themselves. What you have is both Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, as well as Arthur Schlesinger, who wrote a book the year just before Quigley's book. Schlesinger's book, A Thousand Days, actually appeared in 1965, and Quigley's Tragedy and Hope in 66. What Schlesinger, who is a member of the CFR, said is that the CFR is a, quote, front group, just like Quigley said, a front group for these powerful individuals who really are the movers and shakers who make things happen. And so Javier Solana is powerful, but always remember that he's more or less a front man for these people, and you can usually tell it because they've come from obscurity. You know, they're plucked out of, you know, some Harvard or somewhere for their academic talent or willingness to go along with a globalist view or whatever the reason. And then they suddenly and mysteriously rise very quickly over the years in some government, whether it was the British government, American government, it doesn't matter. So picking up with this particular article, Javier Solana in the End Times, I want to make clear, because a lot of your listeners are very religious people, that I'm not saying, aha, Javier Solana, you know, is the beast and 666 and all that. Because as the Bible clearly says, no one knows for sure the hour of the day of Jesus' return. So, but what I am saying is there is a current convergence of events. Remember, Christ also said you will know the sign of its coming. You know, you look for certain things, and when you see these certain things tend to happen collectively or, you know, in close proximity to each other, this would be a good sign that we're in the latter days. And so that's basically what I'm getting at. And I want to emphasize that because a lot of people say, aha, it's the end times, I'm going to be raptured, I don't have to worry. Well, if one accepts that, not have to worry, but that we're in the end times or approaching the end times, the point is it may not be tomorrow. It may be in 50 years or so. And you have to remember that the early apostles went through persecution as well. So this doesn't mean that we're entering the, quote, final or end times persecution. There have been persecutions throughout history, and that it doesn't mean that if you think you're going to escape this, you may not. Now, like I said, nobody knows for sure. I'm just saying you need to be careful about assuming that, yes, this is the final days right now, beginning today. Because if it's not, then you need to get active. You need to pray, and you need to demonstrate that you are going to resist these forces, because that's what the Bible calls us to do, to occupy, to be a watchman on the wall. I mean, why should you be a watchman if you're just going to get out of here? And so the point is, you need to follow the biblical teaching, but you don't know the hour of the day, so you better get active just in case, you know, this is not the start of the end times today. Okay, so picking up on that, relevant to this, this individual, Javier Solana de Madariaga of Spain, I described, as I said, in part two of a recent dialectic column in News with Views that I had a few weeks ago. His grandfather was named Salvador, and to show you where the background of these people are, it's sort of like, you know, the Rockefellers, and they pick up and so on over the years. This fellow, Javier's grandfather, was chief of the League of Nations disarmament section. He was also Spanish ambassador to the U.S., so he's very familiar and to the U.S. And as I said in my previous column, he was a Fulbright scholar to the U.S. And you may remember I mentioned William Fulbright, for whom the Fulbright scholarships are named. He was Bill Clinton's political mentor, since he was from Arkansas, also a Rhodes Scholar himself. And his grandfather, Solana's grandfather, Salvador, really was a strong proponent of a united and integrated Europe, which would eventually become the European Union. And as I had indicated in the previous article, these people just, you know, don't come out of nowhere. What happened in this case of Javier Solana is Rhodes Scholars, Bill Clinton, Strobe Talbot, who was Bill Clinton's Rhodes Scholar roommate at Oxford back in the late 60s, as well as another Rhodes Scholar, Richard Gardner, who had preceded them, he was somewhat older, they were largely responsible for Solana's appointment as head of NATO beginning in 1995. Now, currently, Solana is Secretary General of the Council of the European Union, in other words, Secretary General of the EU. And he's also responsible in that position for coordinating military and foreign policy as well. That's what gives him his large, long-range reach. It's not just, you know, domestic things within Europe. But also, a few years after that, he became Secretary General of the Council of the Western European Union. There's a distinction. I mean, there's an overlap, but there's also a distinction between the Western European Union and then the complete European Union. And since you mentioned that I had quoted Constance Cumby, yes, he's a real expert keeping up with Solana's activities. And what she said was that the EU, which is the idea has been around, you know, for ages, 100 years, Jean Monnet and all that, but it began being pushed in earnest by the World Federalists in the late 1940s. The World Federalists were dissatisfied, really, with what had happened with the United Nations. The, you know, Soviets and others had vetoes, and they didn't like that, because you can't have a veto if you're going to have a world government. And so they started pushing, and they formed the United World Federalists in the late 40s and so on. And so they, at the same time, started pushing this idea of the European Union. And as Constance said, as part of a movement toward regionalization leading to world government. And President Clinton, in this article, I actually put a link. You'll see it if you look at the article. You can click on these little blue letters that says "See Letter Here," a link to a letter that I obtained. President Clinton wrote it in 1993. He wrote it to the WFA, the World Federalist Association, and it was on White House stationery. He has a signature, and you can actually see his signature on the letter. And in there, he's supporting world government. It'll say at the first of it that he's writing to the WFA because they've given an award to his friend Strobe Talbot. And it's basically for his article in which Strobe is saying by the middle of the 21st century, the term, quote, citizen of the world will have real meaning. And he's correct there, because he also said in that article that, quote, perhaps national sovereignty was not such a great idea after all, and the case for world government is clinched. And so Bill Clinton's writing a letter congratulating the WFA for doing that, and Clinton in the letter says how their previous president, Norman Cousins, had worked for world government and world peace. He uses that term, not governance, but government, world government. And he goes on and says, you know, what a great guy Strobe is, and it was a really great award. And then he concludes the letter with these words. He says, best wishes for future success. Now, I guarantee you, if you look through all of Bill Clinton's letters that he wrote, he rarely says that. But here he is addressing an organization whose primary purpose is world federal government. They've given an award. He's mentioning in the letter that their president had worked for world government, and then he says, best wishes for future success. I think that's about as clear as you get that Bill Clinton is a promoter of this concept of world federal government. And then I give a quote that he wrote a few years later. He was down in Buenos Aires, Argentina, addressing a bunch of reporters. He was down there going to give a speech and so on. And this was October 17th of 97, and he says this. This is a Clinton quote. Quote, what I'm trying to do is to promote a process of reorganization of the world. Now, think of that. You know, small ambition, reorganizing the whole world. Reorganization of the world so that human beings are organized in a way that takes advantage of the new opportunities of this era. If we can prove that you can merge integrated economies and integrated democracies, then we'll be more likely to build a global system of this kind. Translation, that's a world government. He's going to merge economies and democracies, by which he means governments, and that will form a global system that is also integrated. Now, those words should sound familiar. If you've listened to this program recently, I quoted David Rockefeller saying he is part of a, quote, secret cabal conspiring against the best interest of the United States in order to have an integrated global political and economic system. Same concept. So here we have hand in glove Bill Clinton in 97, 4 years after the letter, basically admitting what he's up to. He does it in Buenos Aires. You may not have seen it in the Washington Post, but he said it, and so here's the quote, and you can check that for yourself. So what are they talking about when they mean integration? Well, I've written a column for newswithviews.com on that subject of global integration, and your listeners can check on that, and we can pick up after the break.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Dennis Kelly right here at Genesis.
people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 7th, 2006. Gold opened at $622.20, and an ounce gold coin can be purchased for $656.93. Again, that's $656.93 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Foreign countries have had a significant impact on the price of gold, and the demand continues to be strong. Summertime has a tendency to slow down trading in the physical markets, and there are many bargains to be found. With fall weather and kids back to school, these opportunities tend to dry up quickly. If you are a bargain hunter and would like to take advantage of these offers, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I would also like to mention our free report regarding government rules on trading gold privately. Call for that report. It's free. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest this afternoon, Dr. Dennis Ketty. We're talking about Javier Solana and, of course, what's really going on in the world today. There is a spiritual force that is driving the world towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. Once you understand that, so much of this makes sense, especially when you see this going on from generation to generation, really from century to century. But right now, we can't say with any certainty that these are the end times, but there are an awful lot of things that point in that direction. And so, with that as a background, Dr. Ketty, please pick up the story.
Okay. We left off with this term, integration, being used by David Rockefeller as well as Bill Clinton in this 1997 talk that he was given to reporters down in Buenos Aires. And what you may not or may remember is that I've used that term before as part of Cecil Rhodes' plan to take the, quote, to take the government of the whole world, which is a quote from him. I mean, that was part of his secret society, the Society of the Elect. And I've spelled out before, after his death, it was put into place by Lord Milner and then actually explained to some degree later by a number of his people, specifically Percy P.E. Corbett, a Canadian, who authored a book called Post-War Worlds in 1942, where he laid this out. It would be part of a matter of linking up regional economic arrangements into this world economic structure, which they would then say would have to be managed by a world government. People like, so I'm amused sometimes by people like Rush Limbaugh, by who say, if there was this big conspiracy and all this time, how come somebody hasn't spilled the beans? Well, actually, not only David Rockefeller recently, but you have individuals involved in this years ago. Percy Corbett, for example, is one of them, and he's on a list of Rhodes' Association of Helpers, putting into place part of his plan. But also in 1931, Arnold Toynbee said, came out in the Royal Institute of International Affairs journal saying, you know, what we're doing is trying to undermine national sovereignty. If they catch on to us, we'll lie about it. You know, we'll just flat out lie. And so if people know where to look, it's there. And that raises the whole other question of why these people, such as Rush and others, haven't bothered to look. But anyway, Cecil Rhodes has this plan to take the government of the whole world, and a front person like Javier Solana plays a key role regarding a particular region, in this case Europe, and European integration. But what you have to remember is that these people don't just stay right there. They link up. It's sort of like if you want to link economic regions, the players actually link. And so what you have is he's also, Javier, has been a key player in the whole Middle Eastern peace process. And as an example of that, you can find an AP article that was written on August 20th. And this AP article is talking, and that's on a weekend, that's a Sunday. And in the article, it says, I won't read the whole thing, this is just brief, it says, in meetings with Israeli and Lebanese officials last weekend, so remember, this, they're talking about the previous weekend, like the 13th, the 12th and 13th, which is early on in that process.
You're talking about early on in the attack, you know.
Right. Right. 12th and 13th of August, at that time, this is referring to this quote here, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana spoke, so he's already speaking, 12th and 13th, of the need to consolidate the Lebanon ceasefire, then work towards a comprehensive Middle East peace agreement. Solana's, this is a spokesman here, who wants to remain anonymous. I mean, the guy says, you know, don't say who I am. Solana's feeling is that we now need a big push. Otherwise, we shall see more fires breaking out in the future, end quote, a European official told the AP on condition of anonymity, so forth and so on. The point is, here's Javier Solana, about a month ago from today, already involved in this, and I think I may have mentioned that sometimes you'll see the TV, the national news, and it'll show some meeting, and they don't say, you know, they may point out some, you know, Condoleezza Rice or somebody, but if you look carefully, you'll see Javier Solana sort of slipping in the door somewhere. So he gets around, and he's involved in this, and the people in the Middle East know where he's coming from, and what they'll do is they'll offer the carrot, as they say, of a Mediterranean free trade zone, and there'll be an agreement, and that will include, of course, the availability of Libyan oil. You know, you have to have this enticement, not just some foreign aid, but the availability of oil. By 2010, that'll be one of the things that's held out to the participants. You can't just say, you know, do it or we'll bomb you. You have to give them a carrot, not just the stick. And so it was interesting that what they were looking for is this agreement by 2010, because I remembered, and your listeners may remember, that also happens to be the same year that the North American Union is to come into being, and we can pick up on that after the break.
All right, fine. And, of course, sometimes they push the date. We actually have a video about it, a two-hour video. You'll hear David Rockefeller talking for almost an hour about how we're going to have union by 2005.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about this drive for a new world order. What it means is the end of America. The people who are behind it are traitors to our form of government, although many of them work in the government, sworn to uphold our Constitution while quietly working to destroy it. Why would this be going on? Well, many of them honestly believe that if we'll have a world government, that we'll do away with wars without understanding that every war of the last century was fought with this idea in mind about bringing about a world government out of the horror that they intentionally and purposely and maliciously created. They were working then to, well, things are so bad, maybe now the people, these common, foolish people will be willing to give up their freedom and follow us elite people into the new world order and the New World Religion, and many of the people know, but most of them do not understand, the powerful spiritual force that energizes this whole movement towards the destruction of humanity, towards the destruction of national sovereignty, towards the destruction of America. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
I would add to that when you talk about spiritual forces, there are visions of Satan, you know, appearing and stuff like that in people's heads. But what you have to remember is when the Antichrist comes, he's not going to come down with, you know, in a little red suit and a little red tail and little red horns on the head. What you have in a spiritual force of evil. is exactly that. You remember the Bible says you may come as an angel of light, you know. So it's not necessarily going to be something that you will recognize right up front immediately as an evil person representing things. And if you think that, you know, this is a bit strange, you have to remember what actually is wrong, bad, evil, according to biblical teaching. For example, if according to the Bible, according to Christ, if you're full of yourself, you know, ego, puffed up and all that, this is a bad thing. And so this in itself would be a trait. Now, a lot of people say, well, what's wrong with being proud of an accomplishment or something? I'm not talking about that. But there's a distinction on the part of these power elite who believe that this is somehow, it's the noblesse oblige. They always rationalize this. You know, as David Rockefeller told Congressman Dannemeyer, you know, some people are born to rule and most are born to be ruled. And that's the attitude. And now that attitude is not one that's conducive to humility and all kinds of good biblical traits. So you have to be really careful if you're a listener and expecting something obvious, you know, just sort of pop out at you. The little red suit person isn't going to show up. It's going to be different. Okay, pick it up with where we left off about the North American Union. Yes, that's right. David Rockefeller's on a tape saying union in 2005. So when I say 2010, you know, don't, you know, write this down in your calendar and think you're okay until December 31st of 2009. There's a variation here. There's a variation here that, you know, it can be up a little, back a little. They're flexible. They adjust. The time, you know, the actual specific date is not that all important, not that important to them. It's sort of the progress. They have to feel they're making progress. And unfortunately, I'm afraid they are. So anyway, 2010 was the year that is projected for this North American Union, which would integrate the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And it's also supposed to be a new currency. We've talked about that in the past, called the Amero. And you're probably saying, oh, you know, here I am, an informed American, and the Americans won't allow our country to be absorbed into this union with Canada and Mexico. We'll never let that happen. Well, I was on a, just as a brief aside, I was on a program recently, a talk show with Chuck Harder, who's another talk show host, and he was talking about Israel. And, you know, how determined and strong-willed people and so forth they are. And I said, yeah, but it won't matter. And I was pointing out that the Israelis, for example, their existence is to a large extent foreign aid and, you know, our technology and sales of planes and money and so forth. And so don't underestimate the power of the dollar to persuade people. There's always a carrot. You know, it's not going to be presented as, you know, we're going to beat you up if you don't. But there's the power of the dollar is very important. So my attitude on this is that you listeners and all Americans, you're not going to have anything to say about this. You remember when you said you didn't want NAFTA and GATT by about 75%. What happened? Well, they did it anyway. And then what happened? What you specifically may not have reelected them, but the American people did. About 95% of Congress gets reelected. Apparently, you know, even if they don't do something that you and the public thinks they shouldn't do, you'll reelect them anyway. So, you know, what kind of lesson are they supposed to learn from this? So anyway, you're not going to have anything to say about this. What will happen is the U.S. currency is being debauched as we speak, and it's eventually going to go into tank, probably not too long from now. And when that happens, they're going to look around and say, well, my goodness, this currency isn't worth very much. Well, we got to have something, you know, in reserve here to we can go to. And so this, you know, this will be the tactic. And initially, they won't say down, you know, the dollar's out. No more dollar. Bring all your dollars to the bank. Here's your Amero. They won't do it like that. What they'll do is probably have it joint, sort of like, you know, the Italian lira exists at the same time that the euro exists as the integrated nation's currency. So you'll have this Amero and the dollar at first, and then gradually for international transactions, you'll find more and more people will go to this Amero rather than the dollar, and so it'll become dominant. And if you don't think that can happen, I invite you to look at the article by Lawrence Kotlikoff. It's actually a paper that he did. It was titled, and you can find this on the web. It's titled, Is the United States Bankrupt? In quote, that's the title. And this was published, you know, not by the right-wing review, but in the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis's review, that's the title of it. They have branches, not just New York. They have Atlanta and St. Louis and so on. So this particular Federal Reserve Bank has this publication called The Review, and it's just recently, the July-August issue this year. And in there, this concludes that, you can read the summary right at the first, it says, it concludes, quote, that countries can go broke, quote, and, quote, that the United States is going broke, end quote. And so this is a Federal Reserve publication saying exactly that. And so what will happen when the dollar goes in the tank or dives? That's when you'll start to see this, you know, well, they have this alternative, and eventually it'll be replaced by the Amero. But don't stop there. Remember, this is a global project they're about. And so what you'll have eventually is the world currency, and that'll be called the Phoenix. You know, Phoenix rising from the ashes and all the symbology of the Phoenix. In about 2018, again, you know, don't pin me to that, but 2018. And if you want to take a look at the thing, go to your library, get the back issue of The Economist. That's a journal, magazine, January 9, 1988, it's right there on the cover, big as life. It'll have the Phoenix there and the little 10-denomination coin of the thing. And so that's the plan. It's in the works for 2018, this global currency. Now, regarding the conflict in the Middle East that I mentioned earlier, I previously mentioned, and we won't go into a lot of this, but this 1952 map that was prepared for when the world government comes about. And there it says what nations will be policing other nations, because, you know, you can't count on Americans to shoot other Americans or Germans to shoot Germans. So you have to have these other nations policing other countries. And so if you look at that map, what you find is that Sri Lankans are supposed to be one of the main police forces policing the region of the Middle East. You say, well, Sri Lankans, what's that? Well, anyway, the point is, I've pointed out before how Americans are supposed to be in Uzbekistan, where we are now, and all those, you know, Tajikistan and so on, as well as Yugoslavia, where we are, and so on. So it looks like this is, you know, coming about. So the only point I make by the Sri Lankans in the Middle East is, where do you think the vast majority, among other nations, of the domestic servants in Lebanon are? You think they may be from Syria? No. Bangladesh? No. Maybe Nigeria? No. Sri Lanka. 40% of the domestic servants in Lebanon today are Sri Lankans.
Well, of course, what you're really suggesting is it's almost like there's a cosmic script or a cosmic plan that is being followed step by step by step.
Well, that's what Alice Bailey called it. She said her plan, the plan is what she called it.
She called the P, plan, always had a capital P.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's supposed to be, and I have a copy of that thing, and it's supposed to be fulfilled by 2025. I mean, that's Alice's, you know, that's Alice's date for the fulfillment of this thing. 2025 is what Alice said. She broke it down, you know, in periods and all that. But 2025, so that's what she's shooting for here. Okay, now, picking up on that. You may say that, well, Israel will, you know, never submit to this. Economically, okay, you bring pressure on them, but we haven't seen that yet, and the U.S. supports Israel, and so what are you talking about? Well, just stop for a minute and think. Do you really think that the powerful and intelligent Israelis and their military force actually went as far as they wanted to go against Hezbollah? You really think that? Obviously, they didn't. And the reason is, if you just think about it, is because strong pressure for a ceasefire was brought about by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, representing us, and Solana. And by the way, they've been traveling together recently. There's no way the Israelis thought that they had done all they needed to do against Hezbollah. So why do you think they suddenly stopped without getting their two soldiers back? Without even getting them back. Same thing with the ports being blockaded. They've just ended that without getting their soldiers back.
It was so interesting. I was reading something out of Israel this morning where they pointed out that a lot of the soldiers and Israelis, the Israeli soldiers and officers, had signed petitions pleading with the government not to end the war, to let them finish the job they went in there to do. But they were never sent in to finish the job or to do away with Hezbollah. They were said, this is all just play acting. We kill a few hundred people here and a few thousand people there, but they're never allowed to win any more than we really win the wars we go into.
That's right. Vietnam was a no-win war, and I've already mentioned that 1795 article by Philip Freneau, 1795, where he mapped out how this powerful group of people, this power elite, as I call them, would regain control of this upstart young Democratic Republic of America. And that was part of it, the no-win wars that they would get us into. And so, picking up where I left off, just before Solana became head of NATO in 95, he structured something called the Barcelona Conference for Peace in the Middle East. See, he's early on, he's getting into this stuff. And according, once again, to our friend Constance Cumby, the resulting peace process that this goes through is supposed to go into effect January 07. Just a few months from now was the timetable. And what is it? It's a seven-year program which is reviewable midway. Does that sound familiar? Midway in 7 years? Does this sound biblical? Remember in Daniel 9:27, it foretells the breaking of a covenant with Israel in the middle of 7 weeks, which is, of course, 7 years symbolic, with ensuing desolation in the end times. Don't forget that. That's a very important point. Okay, so picking up on what this principle is all about, in the early 1960s, your listeners remember that Lincoln Bloomfield prepared this study memorandum, number 7, where it said if the communist dynamic was greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government, end quote. All right, just change the words. In the Middle East, quote, if the radical Muslim dynamic was greatly abated, Israel might lose whatever incentive it has for world government. Could this be why Israel is being prevented from crushing Hezbollah? Now, in the middle of the conference, in the midst of these confrontations between Israel and the radical Muslims, Hezbollah, Hamas, and so forth, here comes Javier Solana, as I mentioned. Now, he presents himself as a friend to the Israelis. And I've already mentioned a quote that he gave, you know, they'll have to recognize Israel's existence, and so on. However, he's also quoted in the Jerusalem Post of June 6th of this year, June 6th, as remarking, quote, the EU continues to be the most important donor to the Palestinians. We will not let the Palestinians down, end quote. And, of course, the Palestinians elected Hamas to lead their government. So Solana is playing a very important role in all these negotiations and negotiating the ceasefire. But my prediction is this ceasefire will not last. Why? Remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:3 states, quote, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, end quote. Now, I've already said Solana's ambition is global. It's not just Europe. It's not just the Middle East. He's also signed treaties with Argentina, Chile, Canada. And the ultimate goal is a world socialist government. Constance Cumby again said many of Solana's planning sessions have occurred in the London School of Economics, and we've already mentioned before how that was founded by the Fabian socialists. Constance also has made clear that Solana, in terms of what you said about spiritual forces, Solana has rejected the concept of, quote, in God we trust. He's already said that's, you know, a lot of nonsense for Europe. And what I'm asking is that relevant to the fact that the WEU, which Solana heads, has 10 nations? Remember, there's more than that in the European Union, but the Western European Union has 10 nations. Remember, Revelation 17, verse 12 through 14, reveals that in the end times, 10 kings will give their power and strength to the beast who makes war against the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. That's followed by Revelation 17, verse 15, which explains that, quote, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues, end quote. Why am I saying that? Is that relevant to the European Union's choice of, quote, many tongues, one voice, quote, as its slogan, and which is displayed on the modern Tower of Babel? And I put a picture of that in my News with Views column. Javier Solana's office in that building looks like this. Looks like that. And also, I put a picture of the European Union stamp shown there. You'll see it. And its similarity to Revelation 17, which mentions a woman clothed roundabout, sitting on a beast on seven mountains, and many waters and an angel. You'll see them all there. Now, what I'm not saying is I'm accusing, you know, Javier Solana is the beast of Revelation and so on. As I said, he's pretty much a front man, so he's not exactly that. But what I am saying is we may not be entering in today this 7-year period, but what I am saying is there are things which are occurring today and the resemblance to events foretold in the Bible, so that this should be of interest to everyone. And in case you're looking locally, ask yourself this question. The Bible indicates who we should not associate with, those with whom we should not associate. Well, if you go to New Group of World Servers, that website, and you got to remember, they were formed in 1925 by Luciferian Alice Bailey, who we've been talking about. You'll see on, and I give the website, when you click on the groups, political groups, education groups, here's some groups you see. The Carter Center, founded by Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, United Nations Foundation, Character Education Partnership, Center for Global Ethics, they all belong to this. Now, I'm not saying, you know, they're all Luciferians. They probably don't even realize that this outfit was formed in 1925 by Luciferian Alice Bailey. But ask yourself, why are they doing this? Why don't they check this out? And, again, these are events that are foretold. It doesn't mean everybody is knowledgeable about it. I'm not saying Jimmy Carter is some kind of Satanist. I'm sure he's not. He doesn't present himself as that. But ask yourself, why would they belong to this group formed by this Luciferian?
And they really don't understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always fascinating. Bye-bye and God bless.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And Want to remind you, of course, that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family and helping us so we can continue doing what we're doing, and that is reaching out across America. But it's an expensive thing to buy shortwave and to buy Internet and satellite and radio time, but that's the only way to reach the people with the truth about the spiritual battle in which we're currently engaged. Now, of course, well, let me just mention that we are having a conference here in the Monterey Bay area. It's going to be the 29th of October. Constance Cumby's going to be a guest. Chris Pintle will be here and a number of your other favorites. So if you can possibly make it, it's an all-day conference. And this is a beautiful area to stay. And, of course, we're going to get a special rate at the local hotel if you don't live in the area. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and make your reservation. We need to start knowing how many people are going to be there. We're going to be serving lunch all day long, 1-800-544-8927. And then if you haven't made your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, you need to lay in a food supply, and we're going to be actually providing this sort of service for you if you're interested in getting a food catalog, emergency food and storage, and the other items you're going to need in case of an emergency. Remember, they're making preparations for the elite, but you're on your own. So if you'd like to get that catalog, we call it the food catalog. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to, if you'd like to learn about the food products you need to get or what you need to do to protect yourself or even lay in the supply, because this is one thing we have done. This one reason why we're carrying the health products is so we will have good supplies of these for ourselves and our family and our friends. And you need the vitamins and the vitamin D12 and the antibiotics, these, normal acting antibiotics. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for a health catalog. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you'd be interested in getting Dr. Cuddy's books. And right now we're carrying Cover Up, and we're carrying his book on the road to socialism. We're carrying his book on the timeline in education for the New World Order, his mental health screening, and a little pamphlet, which is the first four of his articles. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and we'll just go ahead and get these for you. Then, of course, we hope many of you will want to begin looking into the spiritual nature of what we're up against, and this would be things like Hostage to the Devil, the book by Malachi Martin, which we're carrying, and if you get that, it's a story of five exorcisms which were documented by the Catholic Church. I promise when you read this book, you'll never look at the world quite through the same eyes again. So we ask you to consider getting that, and of course the four tape set, my interviews with Malachi Martin that go with that, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. We have, of course, a four-tape set on the supernatural. My interviews with Joanna Michelson, who was actually a medium and was working with a psychic healer who could do all sorts of miraculous things. And there are those people in the Christian community who will play down this sort of thing. Either they're ignorant or they do not want you to understand that there is a spiritual dimension. There is another dimension there. And, of course, there are many ways that people have a bridging that, but you don't not want to come in contact with other dimension because, of course, you risk your very soul. So remember all of these things available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of a newsletter or a catalog, we have a regular catalog, a food catalog, and a health catalog. And then I would simply ask you, if you were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? Have you ever wondered? And if you were to stand before the gates of heaven and you were to be asked why you should be admitted, what would you say? Well, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and you better have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ because we're moving into some very, very difficult times, whether this is the end times or not. And so we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us on the line from the American Policy Center back there in Virginia, our good friend Tom DeWeese. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. Hope you're doing well.
Well, certainly we wanted to talk today about the American Union. There is a conscious effort to unite the United States with our partners to the North and the South and to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. And people say, well, that's crazy talk. I mean, who would ever think that that could happen? And yet, there is a plan. It is already underway. It is well developed. Powerful forces are behind it. It really does not matter how you or the vast majority of the American people feel, because those who hold the reins of power have a different agenda, because they dream a different dream and they worship a different God. With that as the background, Tom DeWeese, why don't you tell us about what's going on?
Well, The terms that are being used on those of us who are talking about the North American Union coming out of the Bush administration and others working on this are conspiracy theories, fringe nuts, lies, myths.
You sound like those people who don't believe what we were told about 9-1-1 or who question whether or not there was a conspiracy behind the assassination of Julius Caesar. Obviously, all these people are crazy.
You know, I spend all of my time professionally looking at documents, reading them, doing research, and every single time we find an issue like this, we're told conspiracy theories, fringe nuts, lies, myths. It's always the same, and I keep answering, you know, I'm not the one who's writing this. I'm just the one rude enough to point it out. So if this is crazy, look at the people who wrote it. And this North American partnership, or union, of course, they're not calling it that. They're calling it a security and prosperity partnership of North America that gives them deniability. No North American Union going on here. Then you read the documents, and you read the background of where it's coming from, and you connect the dots to all the other things that we've worked on over these years and seen how it happened. You know, back in 1993, we were given NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and it was Ross Perot who said, you know, when you put this thing in place, you're going to hear that great sucking sound going south. And he was right. What has happened with that since then is that the United States has a trade deficit of more than $1 trillion. We have 1.5 million jobs are lost. Real wages have fallen significantly, not only here but in Mexico. They're also not gaining from NAFTA, you know, in the way they were told they would. And, you know, this thing is an unmitigated disaster. And yet, we move forward because that is the agenda that is in place. And the North American Union is the next step. And what we have now are 20 different working groups at work going over a whole slew of issues to put trade policies together, from financial stuff to the environment to communications to transportation. And, of course, we're told all along it's just to save lives, prevent injuries, make consumer goods safer. How wonderful.
But of course, that's not what it's about at all. We'll be back in just a moment. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, and he's talking about the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And you can actually look this up on the Internet at SPP.gov. SPP.gov. It's a Department of Commerce website, and there's a list of all of their study groups and all of their sessions that they have where they're actually making the plans for the destruction of America. Now, you have to understand, of course they're going to lie. If they told the American people the truth, that their real purpose is to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, to impoverish and enslave our people, and to join us together with Mexico and give our people the same wonderful rights and freedoms and prosperity that they have in southern Mexico, most people would be furious, that they'd rise up in righteous indignation. So they have to deceive the American people. They have to lie. It is part and parcel of the plan. It has been ever since this plan went into place. And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is coordinating this whole plan, was formed back in 1921. and really since 1946, it has controlled both political parties and controls the State Department. It controls the CIA. It controls the Federal Reserve Board. And if you don't believe that, I'll give you an article by the former editorial page editor of the Washington Post, Mr. Richard Harwood, an article he wrote in 1993, where he tells you exactly what's going on, how they control everything. But, of course, they don't want you to know because you're incapable of understanding the altruistic ideas of this elite group that dreams of a new world order under their control. So pick up the story, Tom.
Well, the Jerome Corsi, who is really the Paul Revere who put this out and got it spread wide across the country, managed to do a Freedom of Information Act request. And got documents, especially email correspondence and so forth, which proves one of the things that the administration is saying is that there is no connection to the SPP and the Council on Foreign Relations and the report that they put out, which came out 1 week before Vicente Fox and Bush and the Canadian Prime Minister
Paul Martin.
Met and came out with a had a news release announcing that they just signed an agreement. They deny it's a signed agreement, but the press release said that they signed an agreement to form the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Well, now, wait a minute. How could they not sign an agreement and then sign an agreement? Somebody's lying.
Exactly. And now this myths and facts thing says there is no signed agreement. But they also deny that there's any kind of connection between the CFR and this operation. But these email correspondence proves that there is. Robert Pastor, who really is the father behind the whole thing, has even represented the United States at some of these meetings of these working groups.
And isn't he himself a member of the Council on Foreign Relations?
Absolutely. He wrote the book, and then the Council on Foreign Relations produced the report based on the book, and then comes this agreement based on all that, but they deny all of it.
And, of course, I have the book. It's called Building a North American Community, where they say this whole thing came out as a result of an agreement that was signed, I think it was the 23rd of March of 2005 by President Clinton, by President Bush, and Vicente Fox, and Prime Minister Paul Martin. So they acknowledge that one place, and then they say there is no agreement. How can you have it both ways? And what you must understand is they cannot let the American people know the truth. And that is, of course, one reason why our boys are fighting and dying overseas. It's a great distraction. And while our men are fighting overseas, why there are people in this country who are intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation, all the time talking about the threat of terrorism, but the terrorists are not over. Coming in across our borders, they're already here. And, of course, they are wearing nice white shirts and ties, and they're working right in Washington, D.C. and New York.
The things that the 20 working groups are hard at work on, writing policy initiatives, cover just a wide range of issues, including the manufacture and movement of goods across the borders of all three countries, creating a common energy policy and a common environmental regulations, regulating e-commerce over the internet and the information communications and technologies. It's establishing financial services, including loan policy and foreign aid policy, and overseeing business facilitation, how to create the rules under which businesses will operate, establishing food and agricultural policy, and overseeing transportation and health policy. Now, that's a lot of stuff. And it encompasses every aspect of our lives. And, we already have things in place. Businesses themselves can handle most of this in the free market. You don't need government involved in that, but yet here we have another bureaucracy. We have NAFTA, and we were told it was going to handle all these kind of things. Now we go one step further. And it just keeps piling on here, in order to do business, you will have to go through this. One of the major things that is involved here is the establishment of a new court system, which, according to most reports that I've read, will trump our court system and the Supreme Court. And it really goes back to Chapter 11, which I think is an appropriate term, Chapter 11 of the NAFTA agreement, that sets up a tribunal that conducts a behind-closed-doors trial to decide if certain cases dealing with how state and federal regulations may damage NAFTA businesses. In other words, if an investor is investing in some sort of NAFTA business and a state law or a federal law somehow damages that business or infringes on it, through the NAFTA tribunal, he can sue for his losses. And this is now being looked at to convert into this SPP operation, and it literally trumps not only just U.S. courts, but the Supreme Court. It rules. And yet, right there on the SPP myths and facts, it says it does not establish a court system or infringe on the courts, but it does. And, that is there. And it's already been used through NAFTA on occasion. And the other thing is that the United States Congress has no involvement in the establishment of this so far. It is all being done through administrative orders. And Richard Lugar, who's chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, did hold a hearing on this. It was one of these love fests where no one asked a single question. They all laughed a lot and went to dinner afterwards. That's not a congressional hearing.
Well, I understand that Dr. Jerome Corsett has told me that he's been back and talked to the congressman. Most of them have never heard of this agreement that has been signed and that is being implemented through the Commerce Department, and this plan that has all of these working groups planning our future. How could you do something like that without the knowledge of Congress? The president is not a dictator. He is to carry out their directives. He is to execute their plans, not his own.
Yeah, like I said, there's been no legislation, no hearings, no funding approved. It says right on this myths and facts that it doesn't use any new funds. It uses funds already appropriated.
Well, it's still using government funds that have obviously been used for a different purpose than they were authorized, and that's why they sent Jimmy Baker to prison, because Jimmy Baker took money from one trust fund and used it for another purpose. That's obviously what they're doing in the Commerce Department. Maybe we ought to send them the same place we sent Jimmy Baker.
I think we should. Absolutely. So, man, now we've got Tom Tancredo, congressman from Colorado, who has now gotten wind of it, knows about what's going on, and he's demanding that the president tell the truth about this. And he says the American people have a right to know if the U.S. government is changing itself into a North American union. American people have a right to know about it, a right to debate on it, and a right to vote on it. And so he's pursuing that. Tom Cornyn from Texas, senator from Texas, had issued a bill that literally had the same language in it as the Pastor book, and dealt with funding, creating the funding process for all this. And when it was pointed out to him that that's what it was, he immediately took action to stop any movement of that bill, and he says, I will not support the North American Union, the creation thereof, and he was assured nothing would happen with this bill. I don't know why he didn't just pull it, but he said he stopped action on it. So as they begin to learn the truth, they are rising up in arms, and they're taking some action. But, you know, there's two examples. I can give you maybe three or four more, and that's as far as it goes. You're absolutely right. What Jerome told you is that the majority of these people don't know anything about it. I've been putting out a lot of mail on this. I've put out about 75,000 pieces so far, and we've added with that a North American Union fact sheet. And I've got, first of all, the number one reaction I am getting from people, and it's the strongest reaction to a mailing I have ever had in over 20 years of putting them out. My phone will not stop ringing, and the word that I get each time is, I'm shocked. People who voted for George Bush, people who thought, well, I voted for George Bush because he's a Christian, how can he be doing this? They are shocked by this, but they're also calling their congressman, and the congressman are saying, I don't know what you're talking about.
And, of course, this is the real problem, ladies and gentlemen. They're simply lying. They're lying because they don't want you to know. We have a offer a video here. It's actually put out a few years ago where David Rockefeller, one of the master planners of this, talks for close to an hour about American Union 2005. Well, they missed the date, but now they think 2010. Remember, David Rockefeller is a large funder, director of the Council on Foreign Relations, president for, I think 15 years, vice president for almost that long. They have a dream of a world ruled by a ruling elite, and they're that ruling elite. We'll be right back in just a moment. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And Tom, before we go on, why don't you get your telephone number, your website out, so people will know how to get in touch with your organization?
Sure. We are the American Policy Center. We are located in Warrenton, Virginia. Our website is AmericanPolicy.org, all one word, AmericanPolicy.org. We publish a newsletter called the Deweese Report. It comes out every month, covers all these kinds of issues. You can see on the website our, a lot of our articles that, we publish in that, and get a feel for what we're about. What we focus on are national sovereignty issues, education issues, property rights, privacy rights, and lately illegal immigration has been a major one. And we are almost totally focused now on this North American Union. I think this is the battle of all battles.
Well, of course, this is immigration and this overlap. This is the reason that they refuse to close the border. This is the reason they refuse to prosecute the employers who were a large, significant part of their workforce was of illegal immigrants, and they knew it. This is the reason they've made it illegal in many areas to actually do anything about the people as they come across the border, where they have a catch and release program. They catch them and then they immediately release them. Just like you're going after salmon. And if you're really from Mexico, they take you right back to Mexico. If you're a foreigner, where they cite you and then they tell you to come back, you know, in 30 days for a hearing, and, 95% of the people don't come back. Why should they? They're being encouraged to come here by government policy because our leaders have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is this internationalist dream, and these people are no longer illegal immigrants or not even immigrants. They're simply migrants. That's the term that's used by these people. Everybody is a migrant. People from all over, of course, Mexico and Canada, they're migrants. But soon, of course, it'll be from all over the world, because the plan down the line is to merge these various units that they're putting together all throughout the world into a one world government, where sovereignty and nationality, as we've known it, is simply a remembrance of things past.
Well, very soon, we won't have to worry about those holes in the border. We're building a 10-lane superhighway to allow them to come right through without any anything to bother them, right into the heartland of America. This is called the NAFTA Superhighway or the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it's underway. I mean, Texas has been holding hearings. I think I heard today they've held like 52 hearings on the building of this through Texas, and what they're looking at here would parallel I-35 there. The 10-lane limited-access highway has three lanes each way for passenger cars. My original understanding of this, it was just for the transportation of goods and, you know, services coming in the trucks. But it's got three lanes for passenger cars, two express lanes each way for trucks, rail lines for both people and freight, plus a utility corridor for oil and natural gas pipelines, electric towers, cables for communication and telephone lines. And as this goes through, it's going to take, they're going to do a massive taking of 584,000 acres of farmland and ranch land at an estimated cost of anywhere between $11 and $30 billion. That's property that's lost off the tax rolls of counties and school districts. And as I understand, that it's going to displace about 1 million Americans off their property. And they're going to use eminent domain. And you know, I wrote last year that the Kelo decision in the Supreme Court, which says that a community can use eminent domain to take private land for private development, that there was a reason for that. And I said at the time they had to do it in order to correspond with agreements that we were committed to on Agenda 21 and sustainable development. And this plays right in hand with it. They could not build this superhighway without the power of eminent domain. That's why the Supreme Court made that ruling that said you could do it.
And I think people have to understand that everything is long-range planning. They know exactly what's going on. They do not want the American people to know what's going on, because some people have these archaic ideas that freedom is important, or our Constitution, or our traditions are important. But you see, they're really not to these people, because these people march to a different drumbeat, because they dream a different dream, because they worship a different God. And there's a strong spiritual force behind this whole incredible movement towards the New World Order and the New World Religion. Well, we'll be back in just a moment or two with our special guest, Tom Deweese, talking about the NAFTA Superhighway, talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, talking about building a North American community. It's a book, and of course it's put out by the Council on Foreign Relations just about 2 months after this meeting that was held in Waco, Texas at Baylor University. And you need to understand that nothing happens by accident. There are people who have this idea, wouldn't we far better off if we just had a world government under their control?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
United States. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Tom DeWeese. We're talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and you can check it out if you doubt it, spp.gov. That's www.spp.gov. Go to the website. And, of course, now they put something up, now that they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar, why they're saying, well, there's nothing to worry about. Why, of course, they're the myths and then they're the facts. And the fact is, you got nothing to worry about. You can trust us because we're from the government. And then, of course, you can go to the website for the from the NAFTA superhighway. Do you have a website on that, Tom?
Somewhere here.
Well, anyway, of course, you could just Google it in, NAFTA superhighway. And they actually have, this is a private organization. And, of course, this has been going to be financed by a Spanish corporation. And it's going to be built with a combination of Spanish and, of course, an American contractor. But, of course, there's going to be toll roads, and the money is not going to come to America. In fact, we're already selling out our whole infrastructure. We're selling out our toll roads and our bridges so that the money that one time was here in America will be transferred to other nations, and our people here will simply soon be nothing but serfs as the wage levels go down and as the pensions disappear and as the value of your life savings is destroyed by a planned program to destroy the value of our currency. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Tom, if you agree, if you disagree, maybe you think there's absolutely nothing to worry about, or we can simply trust the government because they say there's nothing to worry about. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, what you were talking about, their explanation of how to control the borders by having fewer borders to worry about. That same argument goes through the entire process where, you're talking about economic prosperity. Well, gee, these multinational corporations, if they only have one set of rules to deal with, if they only have one kind of currency to deal with, one bureaucracy to deal with, then life is so much better for commerce. And somehow that creates more jobs and that creates better economic climate. And that's the argument that they use here. And of course, you extrapolate that out. Well, you can have 7 or 8 unions like this, the African Union and the South American Union and so forth, and then the argument just goes, wouldn't it be easier just to have one in the whole world? And I can understand why, if you're a global corporation and you don't have any allegiance to anything, that you might buy that argument. You might be in favor of it and push it. But what we, the difference here is that the United States of America is the most unique nation on earth, because we recognize the individual's rights from birth, from God, that these rights are his to live as he chooses and to have his property and to have free enterprise and to have interaction with other people. And government's job is to protect that. We are the only nation on earth that has that kind of a structure. It's the reason why we became such a power, an economic power, why our people were the freest people on earth. They don't have that in Mexico. They don't have it in Canada. Canada is part of the the United Kingdom's Commonwealth. That's different. And Mexico has no private property. You go down there and buy property, you basically lease it for 30 years. You don't own it. You can't use it to invest and to make wealth and which is how the middle class is created. The only reason that you have a middle class is through private property. And that is very unique to the United States. Because we have all this poverty around the world because you have dictatorships and socialists who do not recognize private property. And so you cannot create a middle class, and therefore you cannot create wealth, and you cannot have freedom under those circumstances. And this drive to put the United States of America into this kind of a mess, like the North American Union, we're not going to suddenly give Mexico freedom. We're going to become Mexico. That's the way it works, because the people who are putting this together have the mindset of the leadership of Mexico.
And really what Mexico is an elitist system. They have a large number of people who are billionaires and a fair number of people who are millionaires. And then they have a small, middle class, usually government bureaucrats, the police, military, and a few people, professional people, that they buy off. These are people who might oppose the government, except that they buy their support with good-paying jobs. But so many of the people are simply impoverished in Mexico. And this is the great tragedy, because that is exactly what the elite in the United States really want here. They want exactly the same sort of a feudal system, and that's exactly what they're working for. But they can't tell the American people, as they export our jobs, as they export our wealth. And, of course, Tom was saying that, one time we believed our freedom came from God. But, of course, they've taken God out of our schools, and they've taken prayer out of our schools. And now they're even changing the message, certainly within our churches. And they're changing the music within our churches. And America is changing very rapidly. Let's go to Ben, calling in from Salinas. Ben, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. I've been studying this Pan-American Highway that he's talking about. And you know the intentions are to run that thing from the southern Mexico border all the way up to Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
And that it will be accessible to some American drivers as an extremely high toll road, even though 80% of the financing is U.S. taxpayer dollars through the World Bank of Wolfowitz. Now, they have also built four concentration camps. One is called X-Ray. One is built Camp Rex down by Bakersfield somewhere. The other one up in Washington State is called Auschwitz. And the one they're going to build in Texas is going to be Treblinka. So, people, if you love your sovereignty, it's now or never. And thank you, Dr. Stan, and your guest. Keep on keeping on, because we're fighting for the same country, and God bless America.
Thank you so much, Ben. Let's go to Keith calling in from Detroit. Hi, Keith. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Well, greetings to both of you. But what I wanted to say was basically that, speaking of sovereignty, we need to realize that we are sovereign through God. We are sovereign through Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins. And if we believe in God's law, then we have to negate man's law, which is the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. The reason being is because Satan is going to use that to foment hostility, get us, the conspiracy theorists, wacko nuts, so mad at the government that the people who love the Bill of Rights and Constitution, so mad that they're going to want to violently overthrow the U.S. government. Now, what I mean by that is that Satan, he's supposed to be the angel of music, and he can coordinate all little things. He knows how to breed the sheep music and get it all going. Now, the people who are, who love the Bill of Rights Constitution, and, the people who, they'll take my gun from my cold, dead hands, those people are going to use violence against the government if it...
All right, Keith, what is your solution?
Believe in God.
All right,
believe
fine.
In Jesus Christ.
Now, well, nobody would question that, but I do believe that God put us here. He expects us to do something, and the men and women, of course, will do nothing, become part of the problem, but thanks for calling.
Right, but Dr. Stan?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is going to use that. He is going to use the Bill of Rights and the Constitution to bring about the violence. Jesus would have said, he has said, love your neighbor as yourself and not to...
Keith, what are you doing to try to preserve our freedom?
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
So we hear this another attitude that we should do absolutely nothing. We shouldn't be involved. We probably shouldn't even be, really trying to inform people. How would you respond to that, Tom?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm one of those people who loves the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and doing everything I can to defend it, because those were documents in the Declaration of Independence, unlike any other in the history of this world, that recognized those God-given rights.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, this whole idea of America was really laid out in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence that said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men with the consent of the governed. That is the very essence of America. Some people who don't believe in that. Some people believe that's terrible. We should simply, just put our faith in God. And I think some people are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good, but that's their right. They love the Lord, but I wonder how they're going to feel when their wife and family and others, if they're taken off to concentration camps or slaughtered, and are they going to say, this is what God wants? Or maybe God is giving us an opportunity to speak out, and maybe we should be involved. At least that's what I'm called to do, and I know that's what you're called to do as well.
I cannot sit by and do nothing. It just is not in me.
But of course, this would be the attitude that you would have seen in Hitler's Germany when they were taking the Jews away. And the attitude would be, well, we're not going to do anything at all, because that's God's will. If we just put our confidence in God, we have nothing to worry about. And I would suggest that anybody who doubts what happened in Germany should get a book called Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer. We carry it, and it tells how they use these ideas in Germany. They were preaching Romans 13 from the pulpits of the ministers who were being paid by Adolf Hitler. And let's go to Steve, who's calling from Wisconsin. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, yes, I just throw out a question, and either one of you or both of you can answer it. And that is, they've got most of the Christians so dumbed down now as far as opposing anything. They've been brainwashed with Romans 13 to the point where there's literally almost no fight left in most of them. And how would you counter that when you try and talk to other fellow Christians that it is our duty to fight things such as what you've been discussing tonight? But then they try and throw the Romans 13 at you. Submit, submit, submit. And I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
All right, fine. How would you respond to that, Tom?
Well, whenever I'm on and particularly on some of the Christian networks, there's always somebody who calls in and starts that argument. I've found them to be a vast minority of the Christians I know. I do know that there is a large number of Christians who, and I get these phone calls every day, I've got several of them today, that said, you know, I voted for George Bush because he said he was a Christian, and I'm just shocked by this, I'm upset, and what's wrong with him? And but I see that as the beginnings of an awakening. They have gone in lockstep and voted for him simply because he said he was a Christian. My answer is always, Jimmy Carter said he was a Christian too, he even taught a Sunday school class. Did you vote for him? Oh no! What's the difference? If he's wrong, he's wrong. And, but I see an awakening coming. And, we've had so many defeats, so many things happen over the last several years. There is a tendency to become hopeless and feel that we can't turn it around, we can't stop it. But my answer to that is every time they've won one of these victories, they created more victims. And every time there's new victims, some of the most staunch warriors that I work with were people who just wanted to live their lives. They suddenly found out something crazy going on in the schools about their kids. They came to take their private property, whatever it may be, and they become the most fierce fighters that we've got. And I think that that's going to continue to increase in greater numbers as people begin to see what's happening here. And this information we're getting out in this North American Union, as I said before, I have never seen a response to any mailing I've put out like this, and I've just begun to put them out. Before this year is out, I'll put out over 1 million letters on this thing or more and get that information out. People are making copies of the fact sheet. They're passing them around. I'm getting copies of letters that they're writing to their congressmen, and we've got more plans. There's more things we're hoping to do, and I intend, like no effort I've ever put out, I intend to ride this one all the way, and I think one of the things I'm going to do in the next few weeks is personally contact Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and say, why aren't you talking about this, and try to put pressure on them to do it. Now, I understand where they're coming from and why they're not doing it, but the vast majority of people who would be against this are listeners to their shows, and maybe we could put pressure on them to talk about it, I'm hoping.
Well, I think it's just as well that they don't talk about it, because
well, you may be right.
These are the finest conservatives money could buy. When their listeners begin to realize that they've been lied to, that Rush Limbaugh is not going to tell them the truth, that Sean Hannity is not going to tell them the truth, then maybe at that point people will begin to get concerned and realize the media is controlled. But I would simply point out for this argument that, oh, we really shouldn't be involved. If we're Christians, it's all in God's hands. I remember one woman writing who was in Germany. And, you know, when they were taking the Jews to the concentration camps, and they were going by the churches, you know, and in the cars and the cattle cars, screaming as loud as they could, pleading, you know, for somebody to know what was going on. And she said, you know, we Christians of the churches just sang a little bit louder so that we wouldn't have to hear it. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And I believe if you love God, you're going to take a stand in this battle, because it is a spiritual battle. And I'm not suggesting you take up arms at all, and I think people who suggest that are wrong. But I think that we have the right to be involved in this battle. When they can get half a million illegal immigrants out in the streets, and we can't even get a couple of hundred of Christians out, You know, there's something wrong with the picture, and maybe the message that's being put out by the churches is the wrong message. Maybe it's the same message that was put out in Hitler's Germany. And if you don't believe that they were preaching Romans 13 there, why, you really need to get the book Hitler's Cross, written by Erwin Lutzer, the senior pastor at the church there. So let's go ahead. Is this Mike?
Yes, Mike.
Okay, Mike, did you have a question or comment?
The answer to the Romans 13 thing is Romans 12:21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Well, of course, there's some people who say, well, we shouldn't do anything at all.
Yeah, we're to recognize evil when we see it, when it's in front of us, which includes when it's in the government, and we're to overcome it. And if they expect us to live by what they think Scripture says, are they so willing to live by the rest of what Scripture says?
Okay. Thanks very much, Mike. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your call.
Right.
Okay, fine. Well, Tom, you got just a minute or two. Let's get your telephone number and your website out one more time.
The American Policy Center website is AmericanPolicy.org, all one word, AmericanPolicy.org. And our phone number, we're in Warrenton, Virginia, and the number is 540-341-8911. And if you give us a call, I'll say it again, 540-341-8911. We have created a North American Union fact sheet. Now, this is just a four-page document. I put things down as simply as I can with some of the documentation of where you can find this information. But it is something you can make copies of, and you can get it out to people far and wide. So we'll send you a copy of that.
All right, fine. Well, I recommend what Tom is doing. Please, ladies and gentlemen, get the information. Help us to get it out. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And if you don't get involved, you become part of the problem.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that our good friend Chuck Baldwin has put out. It's called the Freedom Documents. It's all the documents, the 50 documents, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, George Washington's parting address, all of the documents which really in one place, and it's a big bound book. We think it's a great thing, and Chuck's been putting them out through his ministry, so we got some from him, and of course, this is $39.95 for the Freedom Documents, all 50 of them, done up beautifully and printed beautifully, and I think you'll be very, very happy when you see it. If you'd like to get the Freedom Documents, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to hear David Rockefeller talking about Union 2005, and he's talking about the North American Union, it's talk he gave some time ago, and you can actually hear David Rockefeller, who in his own memoirs admits he is part of a cabal that is conspiring with others to bring about a new international order. And he says, if that's the charge against me, I'm proud of it. I'm a proud internationalist, one of the wealthiest, most powerful, and in my estimation, evil men in the entire world. David Rockefeller, we have his memoirs. You should read them. You should see him on the video, Union 2005. We have a 4-tape set on immigration. A 4-tape set on the secret government, because there is a secret government. There are people here who are conspiring to take away your freedom and merge America with a one world government. It's a fascinating 4-tape set because it includes the interview with Professor Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. We have a book called Importing Revolution. It goes into the fact that the Ford Foundation, created by Henry Ford, who builds Ford automobiles, has been financing this whole illegal immigration movement since 1968, and patriotic American organizations like La Raza and I believe Maldave or Mecha, one or the other, large amounts of funding going to subversive organizations. The book Importing Revolution. Then, of course, we have the book Foundations. Their power and their influence. We have a DVD called The Conquest of Aslan. And for those of you who would be interested in concentration camps, you have to understand, you can check this out on the internet, Halliburton Corporation was given $385 million to build concentration camps. Or maybe it was $385 million. To build concentration camps here in America. And this is just in the last, year or so. We have a concentration camp special. You'll actually see pictures of these camps. You'll hear the Iran-Contra hearings where everything was done to cover up the expose of these concentration camps. Why have they built them over such a long period of time? Because they know they're approaching a time when the American people are going to realize what this is all about. And at that time, why they want to be able to, just as they did in Hitler's Germany. Adolf Hitler was financed and helped by a man named Prescott Bush, the grandfather of our current president. In fact, he was indicted for treason during the Second World War, but you're not going to read about that. Anyway, of course, you really want to get our concentration camp special, and you'll actually get some other information along with that, government documents, all about civilians in the military labor camps. We are dealing with organized evil at the highest levels of our government, and I believe that we have an obligation to be involved to the best we can. In the final analysis, it's God's battle, but we should be taking a stand. That is, if you have the courage to do it. But I'll tell you, in this day and age, if you stand up for righteousness and you talk about these things, you'll be attacked and vilified, and most people just don't want to be put in that situation. So I would just simply ask you, if you were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? And if you were to stand before the gates of heaven and be asked why you should deserve to be admitted, what would your answer be? Well, let me ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if we don't turn back to God as a nation, why, we're going to lose this country. And lastly, please pray for me.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $100.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.